Hello again, and welcome to the November 15th, 2023 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments First Day of Firearm Deer Season podcast. This is your discussionist host, Marv Pikla, and you know, as tradition goes, this podcast is being prepared from one of my favorite spots in the woods. And yeah, it's still real dark. And so I have more than enough time to maybe toss out a few thoughts about leadership and communication and professional development and, of course, innovation. You know, so everybody dialing in, you know, we still have time. And this year, I've got to tell you, with a few insulated, you know, fix-ups to quiet my voice so I can still talk regularly, and with, you know, the help of maybe this little heater right here and lighting that's a little bit better than a flashlight, I can take my time and do a good job and hopefully pass along a real special message this November 15th morning. As I mentioned in the past, opening day of firearm deer season was the most important holiday for my dad. No matter the work routines we had on the farm, this morning was always dedicated to getting together with family and friends and neighbors and heading out into the woods and hoping to get that prize buck. But win or lose, the morning was and is and continues to be special and ranks as that annual opportunity of a lifetime for me. All right, enough reminiscing. Let's get on with this morning's topic. This month, we're going to talk about creating your brand. Yeah, creating your brand. But what am I suggesting when I say that we're going to discuss creating your brand? Well, let me explain. Not so long ago, I was invited to attend a real unique workshop that kind of combined improving your public speaking and the importance of designing and sharing your brand story. The workshops were great. And yes, there was a whole lot to gain from that comprehensive time with those special consultants that day. But the focus on creating your brand, that concept, and the kind of the principles that they brought about were so professionally development dead on important that I wanted to make sure I discussed them with you during this podcast. To make an important point about this topic, and to give you kind of an example, I want you to think about Tom Brady. Yeah, you know, he's always been my favorite football player, but they consider him the GOAT, the greatest of all time quarterback. Okay? 7 Super Bowl rings. You get it, right? But think about it. What is his brand? What's his brand? His brand was all about being in great condition for the sport. Being a student of the game of football all the time for all of his years. And making others around him better than they normally would be. And of course, just plainly being a great leader. Do you understand? You know, and now think, what is my brand? What is your brand? Are you thinking? Do people recognize your values and priorities and passions? When you take on a project, are you an example of being the most responsibility person in the room for its success? Do you take the time to understand your customer audience, and make them feel special, be special every time? Do you participate in communication sharing and social media platforms that cause respect for you and for your involvement with that media? Do people talk about your work with a brand of quality and high value? Do they talk about you in that fashion? If asked to speak to a group, large or small, do you have that brand label that makes them want to hear exactly what you're going to say? And lastly, is your brand one that ensures that everyone involved in your service exit with that positive takeaway in some way, shape, or form? So I'll ask again, what's your brand? If you take this question very seriously, there is not a one-word or one-phrase answer. Instead, it takes personal reflection, inspection, and honesty. Think about who you admire, what you really listen to, read, and what thoughts from those media do you repeat as part of your brand. And these are just some of the factors that I'd like to make sure you consider when you think about creating your brand. I thank the speakers for their branding messages, for sure, and the motivation to always know more of who you are and what you stand for. So again, I'll ask you, what's your brand? Well, daylight is coming around, and there hasn't been much movement out there so far around my blind, but who knows? I know Dad would be real glad I didn't let work stuff, as he referred to it, work stuff, get in the way of this very important tradition. As always, thanks so much for listening. And of course, we'll talk more in December.